John, tell me about Dustin and Kyle. They both looked pretty good, except for maybe a shaky first inning from Dustin.
You know, I think today he certainly got his work in. We had a pitch limit of 50 pitches for him to get to. He was able to get through the three innings fine. I thought he had good stuff overall. He might not have been as crisp or as sharp as his first outing, which is, you know, that's what spring training is about. You know, I wouldn't say that he was a shaky first. You know, the double from Lee might have been a little bit of a pitch sequence that he and Travis were working through. He went with a more of an off-speed pitch with two strikes rather than his typical put-away slider. But I thought overall, once again, you know, he was free and easy. Didn't really have to overwork to get his velocity, which again was in the low to mid 90s for him here today. But I think a three solid innings of work for him. Kyle, again, you know, what he's been working on pre-spring training and early camp, he's taken it out in the game today. And what was probably most impressive was the one inning where, you know, we had a couple of defensive miscues where things could have unraveled on him, but he stayed composed. And the one highlight is when, you know, they tried the double steal. We throw out the backside runner. And then even when in a situation where he's got less than two outs, a man at third base, he didn't try to strike a guy out. He traded the out for a run in that situation. I thought that was a very positive sign where, you know, he still stayed within himself. He stayed with his game plan, and he put the ball on the ground. And when he does that, that's what's going to make him successful.
Every time anything happens with Eric or with Travis, it's going to be magnified because people want to talk about this battle for left field. And I'm sure people can hear right now the kind of wind we're dealing with. The ball that Eric couldn't quite get to is a hit and run, a ball that the shortstop would normally have if he isn't on second base. But to close on it as much as he did and to almost make that play on a pop-up that was a deep shortstop, that kind of speaks well of Eric, doesn't it?
Well, he got a good read off the bat on the ball. He did close ground quite a ways, and yet the ball, you know, pops out of his glove. So, you know, the one thing that we keep in mind in all of this is that to not over magnify one game, we'll look at a larger body of work by both. And we've got, you know, we're at the midway point here in spring training. So there's enough time, enough games yet to be played, enough at bats for each to get that we'll come up with a more clear decision as we go through camp.
We know you're a guy who likes to use his speed. Rajay steals second and third in the first inning, and Anthony Ghost gets to second base on a 70-foot ground ball.
Well, they play to their skills and their strengths, and we're certainly not going to restrict that or limit them. You know, I think anytime we look at a given player on our roster, we're going to try to maximize his abilities, and in both those cases, they can run. You know, Rajay's a kind of a dynamic base runner and can impact the game just on the base paths. So, once again, he showed that. You know, you go back to last year, the number of times that he stole second and third in the same inning, he scored. Again, that was the case today. I just like the intensity. Even in spring training that we came out right out of the chute, manufactured a couple of runs in the first, did the same again in the second, and that can set the tone for the remainder of the ballgame.
And just about Travis d'Arnaud getting to catch the majority of this game, what are you seeing from him behind the plate?
You know, his last two outings behind the plate have been kind of a tale of two sides. He was, when we were down in Fort Myers, I thought he caught exceptionally well. He received, he blocked the ball very well. Today, not quite as sharp. A couple of pitches got by him, particularly on two strike, where that's got to be handled a little bit more clean. We caught a break with the throw to first, but he's still developing as a receiver. But he's a bright prospect and a very talented young guy.
And the pickoff throw in the first inning that got away, is that the kind of thing you'd like to see that aggressive action behind the plate?
Yeah, we want our catchers to be active. You know, it's something that we drill. It's something that we work on in all our early morning workouts. We want them to pick opportunities where they can throw behind runners or a knockdown pick at third base. And that's part of spring training once again, getting their footwork, their timing. So not fearful of an errant throw right there.